I have been long at work upon certain alternative measures. Consider, please, the matter of the thought screens. Who developed them first is immaterial, whether Aresia stole them from Plur or vice versa, or whether each developed them independently. The pertinent facts are two. First, that the Aresians can break such screens by the application of mental force, either of greater magnitude than they can withstand, or of some new and as yet unknown composition or pattern. Second, that such screens were, and probably still are, used largely and commonly upon the planet Valandia. Therefore, they must have been both necessary and adequate. The deduction is, I believe, defensible that they were used as a protection against entities who were and who still may be employing against the Valantians the weapons of pure thought which we wish to investigate and to acquire. I propose, therefore, that I and a few others of my selection continue this research not upon Aresia, but upon Valantia and perhaps elsewhere. To this suggestion there was no demur, and a vessel set out forthwith. The visit to Valantia was simple, and created no disturbance whatever. In this connection it must be remembered that the natives of Valantia, then, in the early ecstasies of discovery by the Galactic Patrol, and the consequent acquisition of inertialist flight, were fairly reveling in visits to and from the widely variant peoples of the planets of hundreds of other suns. It must be borne in mind that, since the Ike were physically more like the Valantians than were the men of Tellus, the presence of a group of such entities upon the planet would create less comment than that of a group of human beings. Therefore, that fateful visit went unnoticed at the time, and it was only by long and arduous research that after Kinnison had deduced that some such visit must have been made, that it was shown to have been an actuality. Space forbids any detailed account of what the Ninth of Boscone and his fellows did, although the story of itself would be no mean epic. Suffice it to say, then, that they became well acquainted with the friendly Valantians. They studied, and they learned. Particularly did they seek information concerning the noisome overlords of Delgon, although the natives did not care to dwell at any length upon the subject. "Their power is broken," they were wont to inform their questioners, with airy flirtings of tail and wing. "Every known cavern of them, and not a few hitherto unknown caverns, have been blasted out of existence. Whenever one of them dares to obtrude his mentality upon any one of us, he is at once hunted down and slain. Even if they are not all dead as we think, they certainly are no longer a menace to our peace and security."